And as we're talking about the heat that's out there, a lot of people have been advising, and we've been talking ourselves about the need to check on elderly neighbours and help people out who are suffering in what is excessive heat during the day. You can't be out any longer than 10, 20, 30 minutes maybe, and there's people that are under pressure. Now, we have Nora Lucid, who's manager of Bud's Family Resource Centre in Ballyduff, with us on the line, and they've put in place emergency weather protocols as the high temperature warning is now extended until Friday and beyond. Nora, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and thank you for taking this call. Thank you.
You're responding to the need that's out there and the concerns you'd have for people in your community. What have you been doing, Nora?
Well, I suppose like that now is the Meals and Wheels run, and we kind of, I suppose, during the first few days of the hot weather, we just had kind of different options on cooler food, you know, like salads and, you know, soup and sandwiches. And then we actually, because of the extension of it this weekend now and after the weekend, we sent out letters then to all the Meals and Wheels clients, advising them, you know, about the do's and the don'ts during this hot weather to keep them, you know, comfortable, and to let them know like that our drivers are there to assist them in any needs they might want, like shopping or something from the pharmacy. Like, not to be, I suppose what we've noted from our drivers is that the people are staying in more, you know, and they're trying to escape the hot weather. Yeah,
the excessive heat. So they're not able to go out and about and do their shopping as they normally would, or go to the pharmacy and important things like that, because it's just, it's too hot for them.
Well, I suppose what the way we looked at it really was, it's really based on the same thing that we'd actually do during the winter. Like, it's when they can't come out in the snow or in the frost and stuff like that. So we have an action plan for that as well, where we do the shopping. So it was just really just to turn it into, you know, just into the options of what to do during, say, the reverse of what's in the winter,
Climate weather in the winter time. Yeah, and you've given people advice on the things to do and things to avoid to help them at home.
Right. Yes, we did. You know, really, it was kind of, I suppose what we're looking into is that, you know, that they're safe and they're secure, especially about windows and leaving doors and stuff opening. And, you know, just to make sure they have enough provisions in and that our drivers are accessible to them for the 5 days, because we do the delivery 5 days, but the meals do go out for 7 days. And the options then of the lighter meals, you know, there's no need to eat anything too heavy or, you know, and what to avoid then, I suppose, is really exposure outside to the sun. The other one would be just be conscious again of security, you know, about leaving windows open, you know, just once it gets cooler in the evening, you know, and stuff like that now, and to, you know, be shades and stuff like that with their curtains.
11 to 3 p.m. is the key time, just to stay out, to avoid going out the hottest part of the day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. if possible. That's one of the pieces of advice.
Yeah, and I suppose like that the evenings have been so mild. I mean, now it's just like being out on holidays, you actually have that warm breeze, you know, that warm heat during the evening as well. So just to make sure they don't sleep like near the, you know, the window or the, you know, near sunlight coming in, because that would intensify, especially through the glass and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So there'd be those kind of warnings and stuff.
What you're trying to avoid is people getting so warm that they feel dizzy or weak, have muscle cramps, and maybe a fall in and something worse happening.
Yes. I mean, we have even there now, we just had, you know, people that told us like that they felt very dizzy during the earlier spells there. And that was, I suppose, a touch of maybe heat, you know, stroke or something like that now, you know. So really, it's just, it's an overall, like I said, it's just make sure that they're safe and they have, you know, enough provisions in. And I'm repeating myself there now, but it really is just to keep an eye. And I know that our drivers, like, they go out daily, and we have about a 15-mile radius. Now, I just want to mention there too, it does come back into the centre as well, where we have our staff coming in earlier, and we've given them the option too of wearing lighter clothes because we have a uniform, and so like just to make sure that they're okay as well. So they come in earlier to avoid the 11 o'clock bus to heat.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's a fair point. Nora, listen, that's brilliant. A great initiative, great idea, and great support from your drivers, for people out there. Thanks so much for telling us about it on the programme this morning.
No, we're delighted. And thank you very much for inviting us to come on. And just no problem. Anyone wants to know about us, we just do the Meals and Wheels around the North Kerry area. And if anyone wants to get in touch, it's his buds, FRC, Ballyduff. And so if they want to get in contact with us, we actually had a phone call now yesterday. So, yeah, it's just a, you know, it's just that the people are looking out for them. All right.
Yeah, perfect. Nora, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us on the program this morning. That's very good. That's a Buds Family Resource Centre. The number to contact them on, by the way, is 066-714-8883. That's 066-714-8883. And those good pieces of advice from Nora there and from out there, things to do, drink plenty of cool water, stay out of the worst part of the heat, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the day. Eat light, cool meals and snacks. Keep the curtains closed, blinds down on the sunny sides during the day. Open windows when it's cooler outside. And wear loose, light-coloured clothing. And don't drink too much tea, coffee or alcohol. They dehydrate you. Don't sit or sleep directly in strong sunlight as well. And don't leave pets or anyone in a closed park vehicle, of course. And look for that support from your neighbours and friends.